Candace Gordon mit The Kids Are Alt Right. Und es ist auch ein besonderer Moment für Candace und auch für uns und somit hoffentlich auch für euch, denn dieser Song wird zum allerersten Mal im Radio gespielt. Natürlich in der Morning Show am Nachmittag bei Flux FM. Candace hat ihre neuen Songs mitgebracht, die sie am Freitag in der Kantine am Berghain vorspielen wird. Und da wollen wir euch gleich auch noch gerne auf die Gästeliste setzen. Jetzt freuen wir uns erstmal auf eine tolle Singer-Songwriterin, die ursprünglich aus, ich hätte jetzt fast wieder Dublin gesagt, kommt, also Irland. Aber sie ist ja eigentlich in Botswana geboren, ist dann mit 6 Jahren mit ihren Eltern nach Irland gezogen und jetzt hat es sie nach Berlin verschlagen. Und jetzt sitzt sie hier mit einem Pott Kaffee in der Hand und ich sage, schönen guten Tag, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi,
good to have you here. Yeah, interesting story. Being born in Botswana, having lived there for 6 years.
Yeah.
Do you remember some things?
I do remember some things. Yeah, we used to go, you know, into the nature quite a lot with my family. And I had my some relatives living in Namibia at the time and South Africa. So we would travel a lot around that area. And then we moved to Ireland. It was a big change.
So your parents had to move because they had to work?
They didn't have to move, but they wanted to. They wanted to get out of the region. Well, we had to leave Botswana because the visa ran out.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't want to live in South Africa at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it was, yeah, it was tough at the time. So very luckily, we were able to get an Irish passport because my great-grandfather was Irish.
Yeah. And did you go back to Botswana or?
I haven't been back there, but I've been to South Africa a number of times to see family and friends.
But you started making music probably in Ireland then?
Exactly, yeah.
Tell us, what was the important moment that
initial
started
seeds.
Your career?
I think, I joined my brother's band when I was 10 as the singer. And I started writing some really bad
songs. You were the singer at the age of 10.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. It was funny. And then, I don't know if you've been to Dublin or to Ireland.
No, unfortunately never.
Well, basically you can't throw a rock without hitting a musician everywhere. There's musicians on every, no, that's an exaggeration, on every street corner, but nearly if you go through Dublin City. And so I thought I want to do that. So I started playing on the streets when I was 12. Nearly every day after school, I'd go into town and play on the streets. Mm-hmm. And
with a guitar and sing?
With a guitar, yeah, and sing, just screaming. and I made a lot of money because people gave me so much money. I was a 12-year-old kid.
You must have been good or you must have been cute.
I was cute, yeah.
And your brother, how old is he?
Oh, he's a few years older than me,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he didn't play on the street.
No, he didn't.
And what does he do now?
Oh, he's a scientist in Belgium.
He's a scientist in Belgium.
He's a geneticist, so he's making all the genetically modified beer in Belgium.
But maybe sometimes he's a little bit jealous now that you have this music career and he is out of it.
You know what? A number of years ago, you know, we do have a sibling rivalry. You can't avoid it. But as a scientist, he's managed to swing quite a few contracts to work in like tropical islands. So he was living in the Caribbean for a number of years and he got into some photography and he managed to film some octopuses. And they were a viral hit on YouTube and he had like agents knocking down his door and he made a lot of money from these YouTube views of like his octopuses.
For filming octopuses.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, he's gotten that success I've never gotten.
So
you
kann
know.
Man auch berühmt werden. Ihr Bruder ist ja Wissenschaftler. Früher war er auch Musiker. Sie hat mit 10 Jahren in seiner Band gespielt als Sängerin und gefragt, ob der Bruder jetzt auch immer noch Musiker ist. Aber nein, er ist Wissenschaftler und die wissenschaftliche Arbeit hat ihn auch mal in die Karibik getragen. Sie hat eben die Tropical Islands erwähnt. Ich dachte schon, Gott, hier nach Brandenburg. Aber nein, dann doch in die echte Karibik. Und dort hat er dann die Gelegenheit gehabt oder musste Oktopusse filmen. Und die sind so berühmt geworden über YouTube, dass er da doch zu großer Berühmtheit, zumindest in manchen Nischen, gelangt ist. Höchst interessant. Aber wir wollen natürlich über Candace jetzt sprechen, denn sie ist schließlich hier, um ihre Musik vorzustellen. So, you're living in Berlin for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And you chose Neukölln to live in.
Yeah, well, it was an accident at first, but then I grew to love it. And now, you know, never left.
Yeah. But what was an accident? How come?
Somebody gave us a short-term let in a flat in Neukölln. And then just by luck, we got a longer contract in another flat in Neukölln. It was pure luck.
Mm-hmm. And since then, you're making music? Since the time in Ireland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, since I was a teenager.
So let's listen to a song of yours. It's called Hive Mind Automaton. Tell us, what is it? What is it about?
So this is off my album that came out in September, called Garden of Beasts. And it's about this sort of like the social sort of mob mentality that, you know, we can witness quite frequently. And especially if you're looking at sort of internet mob mentality, it's interesting. Hive Mind, it's about that, really.
Okay, let's listen to it. Am Freitag ist sie in der Berghain-Kantine. Candice Gordon mit Hive Mind Automaton auf Flux FM. So sieht's mal aus und diese Künstlerin ist für euch hier immer noch live im Studio. Am Freitag spielt sie auf in der Kantine am Berghain. Wir wollen euch gleich gerne auf die Gästeliste setzen. Vorher aber mit Candice noch ein bisschen quatschen. Eben in der Musikpause durfte ich mir schon die Oktopusse anschauen, die ihr Bruder gefilmt hat im Meer. Aber darum soll es jetzt nicht gehen, sondern wir wollen ein bisschen noch mehr über dich erfahren. Du warst ja sogar nominiert im vergangenen Jahr für den Listen to Berlin Award. You were nominated. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
because you're a great artist. Siehst du, so weit hat sich's schon rumgesprochen. How was it for you coming to Berlin, coming into this music scene? Was it easy? Did you make friends easily?
Yeah, you meet a lot of people easily and make a lot of friends, but it is quite a transient city. So a lot of friends that I've made have also left Berlin, you know, in the time that I've been here. And I've played with a lot of different people. I mean, I don't need to tell anyone listening that there's a lot going on and it's very exciting. It's a very different kind of music scene than in Ireland. And I also lived in London for a while, so I feel quite familiar with the music scene there. It's different and it is kind of, it's especially for live music and rock and roll, it's harder to get into, I think, than in Ireland and England.
You lived in France for a year as well.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
I played on the street, the same thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Having a busker life.
Just totally hobo life, yeah.
What's the female version of busker?
Busker.
Buskerina.
Buskerina sounds great.
Buskerina. Yeah. And did you do lots of buskerina stuff here in Berlin as well?
I have not, no. I quit. I made a very decisive decision at some point in my life that I was going to stop busking.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people come here who busked a lot.
Yeah.
And they loved it and they say it's a part of their life. And
totally,
although they now are on much bigger stages and have people paying for coming to their concerts, they said, I need to go back from time to time to the street and play on the streets because my heart needs this.
I understand where that's coming from. This is probably going to, give away my age or my generation, but I'm of the generation of buskers pre-microphone and I don't believe in busking with a microphone.
Okay.
And one thing is that I used to just scream, you know, when I was busking, I just sang really loud, really projected, and it changed my voice a lot. And when I stopped busking, my voice, it developed a different tone. Mm-hmm. And I just harm my voice if I scream. And I just don't want to go out with a microphone and a amp and all this stuff, you know.
That's not real busking for you.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's not that it's not real busking for me. It's just not for me.
Ja, verstehe. Also es gibt ja unterschiedliche Arten, Straßenmusik zu machen. Und sie hat damals angefangen, ohne Mikrofon natürlich, hat sich die Seele aus dem Leib geschrien, teilweise, wie sie sagt. Und sie braucht das jetzt nicht mehr oder kann sich auch nicht mit dieser Art des Straßenmusizierens anfreunden, wo man eben mit einem kleinen Verstärker da steht und sein Mikrofon dann dabei hat. Ja, jeder macht das eben auf seine Art und Weise. Klar, kann ich auch verstehen. Wenn man es anders sozusagen gelernt hat oder anders damit gestartet ist, dann kann man sich da auch schlecht umstellen. Jetzt spielt sie in der Kantine am Berghain und Candice spielt jetzt noch einen Song für euch. Which song are we going to listen to?
It's called Freedom is a Beautiful Illusion.
That sounds nice. Na? Also, Freedom is a Beautiful Illusion. Dann spiel doch mal für uns, Candice, hier live auf Flux FM. Thanks.
Cast an awesome shadow, shield your eyes. In the path of endless battles, shield your eyes, shield your eyes. Fine while in my prison, staring at that changing sky. I knew the walls as I the master was the nature of my time. Sickening feeling when considering my life and how I weighed it down with sin. Shield your eyes, shield your eyes. If I live for 20 more years, staring at that piece of sky, would the dying be much easier if I was to wait to die? Beautiful illusion.
Candice Gordon, live gespielt bei Flux FM. Liebe Candice, vielen, 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 vielen Dank.
Dankeschön.
Und am Freitag spielt sie in der Kantine am Berghain. Schön, dass du hier warst. Alles Gute für dich und ein schönes Konzert wünschen wir dir. Mach's gut.
Tonight on Flux FM.